970-823-9202.
Welcome again to another episode of the Faith Pest Control Podcast. We do this podcast to educate everyone in Jasper, Georgia, LJ, Georgia, Blairsville, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, and all over the North Georgia mountains to help you know what to do when it comes to pest control extermination. And we have pest expert Fred Talley to talk today about carpet beetles. So what is a carpet beetle, and what is the problems they cause, and what do you do at Faith Pest Control to make sure that carpet beetles aren't a problem, Fred?
Well, first off, carpet beetles, they're an extremely small beetle, like 2 or 3 millimeters long. They're kind of a hard shell, and their colors can be mixed. Sometimes it's a spotted pattern, generally white, yellow, and brown color patterns. The adult beetle actually primarily feeds off of pollen, but the larva, and the larva is not a hard-shelled creature. It's actually kind of a woolly-looking creature. They feed off animal furs and fibers. The actual adult only lives 2 to 8 weeks at the most, generally. But the larvae live from 1 to 3 years before they even begin to approach adulthood. And that's it's a long time, that 1 to 3 year span, but it depends on the environmental conditions and nutrition. A lot of times the carpet beetle adult or the female will lay their eggs inside a bird nest or close to a food source where the larva will hatch and begin to feed. There really aren't a lot of natural predators for the larva other than wasps. And wasps can attack the larva. They'll land on the larva, try to sting and paralyze it. And the only defense of the larva is the ability to raise some small, sharp hairs over its body. And generally, it's not effective in defending against the wasp, and the wasp usually wins. Once the wasp takes control, they'll make a hole inside the larva. They'll kind of lay their eggs, and the wasp will hatch and then consume the larva. While wasps do help somewhat to control the carpet beetle population, infestations can be a big issue. Many museums, especially, fear carpet beetle larvae due to their habit of eating the animal fibers, because they'll consume taxidermy and other, valuable artifacts. But in the house, the carpet beetles actually are a fairly common household pest. They'll often lay eggs in areas like around the air vents. Larvae hatch out and they spread around the home. Very rare will they just damage any synthetic carpet or other materials, but will feed on organic fibers, Persian rugs, other expensive textiles, wool. The carpet beetles are probably a bigger problem with clothes than even clothes moths. Any organic fibers, silk, wool, leather, animal fur, are all at risk for infestation from carpet beetle larvae. This makes the carpet beetle larvae a major problem to many homeowners. The main difficulty dealing with carpet beetles is they often will find out-of-the-way places to begin to spread around your home. They can enter the home through openings or be carried in on plants that are brought in the house. Once inside, beetles find an abundant food supply, because you can imagine it doesn't take a very large crumb to sustain an insect. Probably doesn't weigh more than a gram. And then they'll lay their eggs in there. The larvae will hatch, quickly multiply, and then infest your home. Like I said earlier, museums, generally it's a constant battle against the carpet beetle larvae. many curators of museum will attest to the constant battle it is and to protect the valuables that the museum has stored. And it can be, especially if you have, higher end carpets. They're generally not synthetic materials. They're made of organic materials. Again, the adults have a short-lived life, really a couple of weeks to 6 or 8 weeks. So the larvae are the ones that are responsible for the damage to the household items, and they'll feed on a variety of hair, fur, feathers, horns, carcasses, dead insects, cereal. They do infest stored grains as like a stored product pest, nuts, seeds, spices, flour. They love your clothes, your drapes, make a mess out of the carpet. On fabrics, they'll mostly graze on the surface, but they can make irregularly shaped holes. The bigger problem with like sweaters, they don't necessarily always make big holes in a sweater, but they will gnaw on the fabric to a point, the strands of the fabric that will weaken it, and then the weave starts to unravel. Some carpet beetles will feed on food in pantries. Again, the adults feed largely on pollen and nectar, and they're generally carried into the homes on flowers, Indian flower pots and stuff. Anyway, here at Faith Pest Control, we do offer a free consultation as well as 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your carpet beetle problem, at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. The bottom line is this: I want you to be happy with the service that we provide you, or you won't owe us a penny, period. Do you feel like what I've said makes sense? Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you may have.
Well, thank you, Fred. Thanks for all that great information about carpet beetles. I know they're a nuisance, but there is a solution. We do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, all over LJ, Blairsville, Blue Ridge, anywhere in the North Georgia mountains where you have a pest problem. Faith Pest Control are your pest experts. You can find our podcast and all the podcast services such as Apple, Amazon Music, Spotify, wherever there's podcasts. We're there, and we ask you to share us, like us, and subscribe to us, and we'll see you next month with some more information about having a pest-free home in North Georgia mountains. I'm Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202. For a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control.
service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.